Hello.
Hi. Tell us about the Civic that you had, the Honda Civic you had.
Honda Civic has always been one of Canada's top-selling cars, and this is a brand new, I think it's the 10th generation now. They've been around since around, I think, 1976, and I had one of those cars, and it was a wonderful little car. Drove it for, well, it was miles back then, 48,000 miles. By then, it was all rusted away like all Japanese cars did back then.
Yes. Yeah.
And it went from being totally dependable to being totally undependable, and that kind of turned me off Honda for a while, but then when I started this gig of reviewing the cars and that, I started driving Hondas, and I fell in love with them again, and I've always really like the Civic until this one.
Whoa, can't wait to hear about that, but tell us more.
Well, this year they've added a turbo version, which is really kind of nice. The base engine is your typical 1.5 liter four cylinder, but the Touring and the EXT versions get a new 2 liter it's a 1.5 liter turbo with 174 horsepower, 162 pound feet. That's a lot more power than you usually get from a Honda Civic, and you can feel it, and it's really nice. The only problem is they've put a CVT on it.
No!
Oh, no.
Now, you can get a 6-speed manual on the lower trim levels, but on this one, the CVT is the only one that's available, and I really didn't like it very much at all. That said, I may be a voice barking in the wilderness here because the car won its category at the Canadian Car of the Year Test Fest, which is a small car, and could very well win Canadian Car of the Year. So that shows that, well, basically there's a whole bunch of other automotive journalists around who are wrong.
Now, does this have, at least with the CVT, paddle shifters at all?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
All right.
No, and the car seems to have grown quite a bit too. It feels like a larger car, and yet me, who's, you know, I aspire to 5'7", and I kept bashing my head on the door frame when I was getting into the back seat.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this is kind of a neat new look. It's kind of a fastback sedan, and the front end kind of reminds me of the new NSX, which is kind of nice, but of course, I mean, looks are, you know, only skin deep.
Right.
They've also changed the interior, so they do no longer have the two-layer dash. It's gone back to a more conventional dashboard, and I think it's nicer. Still no volume knob on the dashboard, like I complained about from the previous generation, which is really annoying, and they've changed the volume knob on the steering wheel now, so it's separate, and it's kind of weird but interesting. You can press the top or bottom and the volume will go up and down, and you can slide your thumb up and down and it'll work that way.
Oh, okay.
And the suspension is terrific. It feels quite sporty, but it has a CVT.
All right. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find written reports at live88.5.com. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.